What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our other episodes later in the week. So what is going on? Well, we have some new data based on what LinkedIn rolled out last week. So LinkedIn last week rolled out something very cool. And this is for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're a premium user, which is a paid user, or a regular user. But now on your personal page posts, doesn't work yet on company page posts. That's coming soon. But let's say you do any kind of a post. You post a meme, you post a carousel, you post a video, doesn't matter. After you post it, you can now click View Analytics. And for the first time, you could see, oh, I posted this funny meme. How many new followers started following me? Or how many profile visits did I get specifically from this one post? This is really powerful data. So World Data Research in the last week dug into the most important thing, which is what posts generate what followers, meaning what type of content on LinkedIn is really resulting in the most followers after you post that kind of content. And so the data they just released was that they looked at 3,000 posts from the last 6 months across 40 different accounts on LinkedIn specifically and on personal pages to see the content types that are generating the highest follower per 1,000 impressions, meaning 1,000 people see a certain kind of post, certain type of content post. What is the highest follower count resulting from those posts? And this is all new data that's just coming out. So here's the formats that are generating the highest follower to impression count. So these types are generating anywhere from 10 to 30 followers per 1,000 impressions. So you post something, you get 1,000 impressions, on average it's generating 10 to 30 followers, new followers. And those are carousel posts with swipeable tactics, meaning you see these posts all the time where it says, you know, 5 quick tips on whatever, and then you swipe through them. These drive really high engagement, and they're generating the most followers right now per 1,000 impressions. The other ones are some sort of a PDF cheat sheet or template, something that's more of a downloadable thing that people can save. Those are part of the 10 to 30 followers per 1,000 impressions. And the other ones in this top bucket are under 90-second videos that are sharing something useful. It's not just promotional, some sort of tactic-driven, important video, but it has to be under 90 seconds. And the last one is selfie-style posts with insights, where you're taking a selfie of yourself or your team or whatever, but you're not just saying, hey, I was out for the weekend eating pancakes, but this is a new tactic, a new thing, a new whatever. But those are generating 10 to 30 followers per post. The ones that are doing the worst, the ones that are generating the least followers per 1,000 impressions are memes. They're generating high engagement rate in terms of impressions, but they're only generating 1 to 5 followers per 1,000 impressions. And the other ones that are generating just 1 to 5 followers per 1,000 impressions are link out posts, posts that are linking somewhere else, which makes sense because you're asking people, the call to action there is to go somewhere else. It's not to actually stay on that post. And then any type of boring company page promo image, you know, that generic, hey, my company's doing this image. These three different type of content types are generating 1 to 5 followers per 1,000 impressions, which is on the lowest side. Now, what do you want to do with this information? Well, if you do post on LinkedIn, of course, if you're looking to grow your follower count or grow your profile visits, then the carousels, the quick tip videos, the downloadable information, that's where it's at. But keep in mind something. It's, you know, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth right now. It's not just about the follower count and the profile visits and that ratio, because, for example, memes may have a very low ratio of followers to 1,000 impressions, but your meme that you post may get 10x impressions, right? It may get 10 times the impressions of some of those other content types. And when you get 10 times the impressions, you actually are still ahead by posting those meme style things. So really, it's just really digging into those analytics and being aware that they are there. All right, what are some other things that are going on this week that are somewhat relevant? Well, for me, this is relevant. I don't know if you saw, but Snapchat finally launched on the Apple Watch. I know you don't care, but I do, because whenever I'm out And I don't have my phone with me. I just have my watch with me. And I get a Snapchat message, which is usually from my teenage kids. I can't read it on my watch. It's the most annoying thing in the world. So finally, they've launched on the Apple Watch, which is great news. You know, speaking of Apple, the other thing going on, so we all know that Apple rolled out their mail app, iOS 18, with all the, you know, the bucketing and the different types of things going on in the mail app. It's horrendous. I don't care what anybody says. And a lot of people are not using all that functionality. But what is interesting, two things. Number one, Engadget came out this week and said iOS 18's mail app has now reached 68% adoption across all iPhone users. Now, it's a misleading stat because that doesn't mean 68% of people have turned on all of the notifications and all of the garbage that came with the mail app, but 68% are now using it. So that's super interesting. But the other thing that's going on, I don't know if anybody here has dealt with this. So Apple just rolled out iOS 18.5. You know, they always have these like updates every few months or whatever, iOS 18.4, 0.5, whatever. Well, if you're having issues with your mail app, it's not just you. People everywhere have been reporting white screen and blank inboxes and delayed syncs. It's been a mess. I know I've been dealing with this. So iOS 18.5 that just rolled out, I'm sure you probably did the update because it forces you to the update. It's a hot mess, especially for the mail app. So it's not just you. Okay, some ridiculous news going on because I always like to share really useful stuff. Number one, you don't care, but Love Island USA is back, season 7. I think I'm going to give it a try. The problem with Love Island, which is on like Peacock and wherever else you can get it, they release 6 episodes a week. And that is ridiculous. It's almost like this podcast. You can't listen to it all. You can't watch it all. It's too much content. So I may give it a shot, but I just can't dedicate 6 nights of my life to a show. I just can't. I don't know. Other interesting things is that McDonald's, they have now announced a new McFlurry option. Let's go. It is the Hershey's S'mores McFlurry, which I'm very pro. The only problem is when you go to McDonald's to get a McFlurry, it takes like an hour. It's like you go there, like, I want a McFlurry. Like, I went the other day, okay? And they go, I was a drive-thru. They go, can you pull around and wait in the front? We'll bring it out to you, because they didn't want to slow down the rest of the line because the McFlurry just take too long. So they need to figure out how to make this Hershey's McFlurry faster, else I'm not going to get involved with it. I know you care. I was very happy to see something, but then I got very sad. So Britney Spears, who I always worry about, free Britney. I always worry about Britney Spears. She announced, believe it or not, just now, today, a new collab with Balenciaga, a new fashion and music collab with Balenciaga. That makes me happy, okay, because I worry about Britney. Like, is she doing okay? Does she really know what's going on? Whatever. And so if she's doing a collab, that's a good thing. The only problem is the shirts and the stuff that they're releasing. She released a t-shirt with Balenciaga. It's $800. Come on. And a baseball hat that says Britney on it in blue for $1,200. This is the collab. I don't know. I'm not into that. That's not cool. That's kind of ridiculous. Speaking of collabs, I also saw that Captain Morgan is doing a collab with Megan 2, the horror movie or whatever. And that's pretty cool because Captain Morgan released this glow-in-the-dark limited edition spiced rum bottle. Why do I even care about collabs? Because I've actually started doing a lot of collabs in my business. If you haven't done this, I don't care if you're a consumer brand, a boring business brand, you're like, we can't do collabs. We're not Captain Morgan. We're not Britney Spears. So not true. You even see it on this podcast. We collabed with the Marketing Millennials. We collabed with Validity on Spamageddon. We collab in our newsletters. We collab on social media. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. I am telling you, collabs, they generate so much engagement. You meet so many new people. I don't care what industry you're in. If you haven't explored these collabs, and you don't need like formal partnerships, it's not hard. Like, hey, this next newsletter, let's do a joint collab. We'll release the same newsletter. Half the content will be you, half the content will be me. Same thing on podcasts. If you're not exploring collabs, I think you're leaving something really cool on the table. Anyway, speaking of cool, that's not me. Appreciate you being here. Thanks for checking everything out, and have a great week. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, If you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.